Learning Tajweed can be quite a challenge if Arabic is not your first language, and even more so if not done using the right approach. For some people, reciting the Quran is all about Tajweed, and for them, you cannot recite the Holy Quran without using the proper Tajweed. But is that really so? Is it prohibited to recite the Quran without using the Tajweed rules? Is it mandatory for you as a Muslim to learn the Tajweed and study its rules? Well, before we can answer these questions, it is very important to define what Tajweed actually means. Since answering these questions without accurately knowing what Tajweed actually is will probably lead to misunderstandings. Tajweed literally means to embellish or beautify. So the main purpose of learning Tajweed and reciting the Quran with Tajweed is to make one's recitation more beautiful. Following the Tajweed rules help you pronounce each word the way it should be pronounced, and more importantly, pronouncing it the way Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, used to pronounce it. Now back to the questions. Is it prohibited to recite the Quran without Tajweed? Do you as a Muslim have to learn the Tajweed rules? Now the short answer to all these questions is a simple no. It is not mandatory to learn the Tajweed or recite the Quran with Tajweed. There is no religious compulsion for learning the rules of Tajweed or reciting the Quran using these rules. And if you recite the Quran without the Mad, Ghunna, the rules of Noon Sakina, and all these rules of Tajweed, it is not a sin. The reason why it has always been thought that learning Tajweed is mandatory is because of its incredible importance when it comes to learning the Holy Quran. But if learning Tajweed is not mandatory, does that mean that I can read the Quran the way I want? And the answer to this question is a definite no. When we learn the Quran, you try and avoid two types of mistakes. The first one is called in Arabic, lahn jali, or in English, clear mistakes. The second type is lahn khafi, which means subtle mistakes. Now let's find out what the first one actually means. As for lahn jali, or clear mistakes, they are mistakes that must be avoided. Why? Because they can potentially change the meaning of the ayah completely. If this type of mistakes were made during, for example, prayer in Surah Al-Fatiha, in a way that changed the meaning, it could actually make your entire prayer invalid, and you'll have to redo your prayer again properly. And making such mistakes outside prayer is still haram, unless it is made by someone who doesn't know. But they are surely encouraged that they should learn how to avoid making such mistakes as much as they can. But what kind of mistakes are actually clear mistakes, and how bad can they be? Such mistakes involve mispronouncing letters, confusing or switching vowels, and making wrong stops in the middle of an ayah, like the ones we can see in these examples.
وَإِذِ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ.
Now, as you can see, the translation of this ayah starts as, and when his Lord tested Abraham with certain words. Now, the ayah is translated like that only because of the way we pronounce the ending of the word Ibrahim and Rabbuhu. If for any reason you mispronounce the ending of these two words, or you switch the ending of the word Ibrahim and Rabbuhu, and said وَإِذِ بِتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبَّهُ, if this mistake was made, the translation of this ayah would be completely changed, and it would be translated as, and when Abraham tested his Lord, which is of course a blasphemous idea. So changing one short vowel at the end of some words in some positions can really change the meaning of the ayah 180 degrees. Let's have a look at another example of such mistakes.
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ.
Now the meaning of this ayah, as you can see, O you who believe, obey God and obey the messenger and those in authority among you. Now some people mispronounce the letter ta and they say da instead. And if this happens in this ayah in particular, it would completely change the meaning of the ayah. Because then you would say,
يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَضِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَضِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ.
And if that happens, the meaning of the ayah would change from obey God and obey the messenger to lose God and lose the messenger, which is completely a different meaning, and in fact, it is the opposite of what the message is. One last example.
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي أَن يَضْرِبَ مَثَلًا مَا بَعُوضَةً فَمَا فَوْقَهَا.
As you can see, the translation of this ayah is, God does not shy away from making an example of a gnat. However, if you make a wrong stop here and you stopped after this word and you would say
إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَسْتَحْيِي
and then you stop, you would then say God does not shy, and that is of course a very bad spot to stop to take a breath. Therefore, the best thing you can do if you don't understand the meaning of the ayahs is following the stopping signals of the Qur'an or learning how to make proper stops in the Qur'an. And if you don't know what the symbols of the Qur'an mean, you can check out this lesson in which I explain all the Qur'anic symbols. And you can check out this lesson if you want to learn how to make proper stops without the stopping signs. I'll leave the links for these lessons in the first comment of this video. So it is not acceptable to make such mistakes while reciting the Qur'an. That's why every Muslim must learn how to pronounce the Arabic letters properly as much as they can. And they should know where to stop and when to keep on reading in order to keep the message of the Qur'an intact. And if they make such mistakes while being able to learn and improve their recitation, it is definitely a sin. As for the second type of mistakes, which is لحن خفي, or the subtle mistakes. These mistakes are strictly related to the tajweed rules, like how long the med should be, applying ghunna, and the letter fusion while reciting, which will not change the meaning of the ayah, but it makes your recitation less perfect. So, for example,
أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي.
If you did not apply the tajweed rules in this ayah, it would sound like this.
أَمْ كُنْتُمْ شُهَدَاءَ إِذْ حَضَرَ يَعْقُوبَ الْمَوْتُ إِذْ قَالَ لِبَنِيهِ مَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ بَعْدِي.
These types of mistakes make the recitation of the Qur'an much less perfect and much less beautiful, but it does not change the meaning of the ayah in any way. But here comes the real question. When seeing both types of these mistakes, it becomes clear that it is possibly more difficult to keep track of which are the clear mistakes that must be avoided and which are the subtle mistakes that should be avoided than just learning everything without differentiating between any types of mistakes in order to recite the Qur'an properly, which is definitely the better choice. Since this is the way which the Prophet used to recite the Qur'an. That's why tajweed gained such importance that even some people think, though not entirely true, that tajweed is mandatory. But did the Prophet, peace be upon him, actually recite the Qur'an using tajweed like that? Well, yes, in fact, he did. And the reason we know that this is true is that the Qur'an reached us exactly like that, who taught it to his companions letter for letter and sound for sound, exactly like it was revealed to him. And the fact that explicit tajweed rules came later does not mean that a new way of reciting the Qur'an was made up, but rather deriving rules from how the Prophet and his companions used to recite the Qur'an, since more and more non-Arabs started getting into Islam, and when they started reciting the Qur'an, they needed some guidelines to help them recite properly. So you, in learning the tajweed rules, you're gaining the best knowledge possible and walking the footsteps of the best human to ever walk the earth. Thanks for watching. I hope you've learned something new today. If you did, please like and share the video for other people to learn from it. And don't forget to subscribe to our channel if you want to see more videos like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you next lesson.